Wasn't that a beautiful number by our brothers and sisters from Indonesia?
那从印尼来的弟兄姐妹们所给我们呈现的是首美丽的歌，对吧？
We thank God for the gift of voice.
我们要感谢上帝给我们的歌唱的恩赐。
Good morning, everyone.
各位早上好。
I'm excited to be here again to share God's word with all of you.
今天早上呢，我再一次的感觉到很激动，能够在这里跟大家分享上帝的话。
Shall we kneel before our Maker and seek divine guidance as we study His word?
让我们一起跪下来，在我们创造主面前请求他的引导。
Dear Father, who lives between the cherubims of glory.
那住在基路伯中间、荣耀中间的父上帝。
As angels prostrate before you, what a privilege it is for us mortal beings to do so.
当天使们俯伏在你的脚前，我们身为这会死的人类，是多么的荣幸。
Father, come very close to us. Let your Spirit, Lord, descend in our midst.
主啊，求你来到我们中间，愿你的圣灵降临在我们当中。
And help us to know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, Your Son, whom You sent.
好，让我们认识您独一的真神，还有就是主耶稣基督。
Guide Your children as we speak Your word.
请你求你引导你的儿子。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Welcome to the series of That I May Know Him.
再次欢迎大家来到这个使我认识他的系列。
Our key text is taken from Philippians chapter 3 and verse 10.
我们的经文是在腓立比书第三章第十节。
That I may know him,
使我认识
and the power of his resurrection,
基督使得死晓得他复活的大能
and the fellowship of his suffering,
并且晓得和他一同受苦
being made conformable unto his death.
效法他的死。
Our subject this morning is entitled Knowing the Fellowship of His Suffering at Calvary.
今天我们的主题是晓得与他一同受苦在骷髅地。
Yesterday we saw about the fellowship of his suffering at Gethsemane.
昨天我们就研究到了与他一同受苦在克西马尼园。
You really can't separate Gethsemane from Calvary. One leads to the other.
我们其实不能够把克西马尼园和骷髅地把它分开，因为他们是一个接着一个。
After Jesus was arrested at Gethsemane, he was tried.
耶稣在克西马尼园被捕了之后呢，他就经过了审判。
Jesus was subjected to three trials on earth.
耶稣在这地上经受了三次的审判。
The first trial was the Jewish trial.
第一种的就是犹太人的审判。
The second trial was the Roman trial.
第二种的是罗马人的审判。
And the third trial was the heavenly trial.
第三种的审判是天庭的审判。
In the Jewish trial, the heavenly high priest was tried by the earthly high priest. What a contrast!
在这犹太人的审判当中呢，天上的大祭司接受了地上的大祭司的审判，这是何等的对比！
And in the Roman trial, the judge of the universe was tried by the judge of Judea. What a contrast again.
罗马人的审判当中呢，这宇宙的大审判官呢，要经受在这个犹他地的这审判官所审判。
In the heavenly trial, the Son of God was tried by his own Father, God the Father.
在天庭的审判当中呢，这上帝的儿子却要接受他父上帝的审判。
The Jewish trial was a false trial.
犹太人的审判呢，是一个虚假的审判。
It was a mockery to justice.
对这公义来说呢，是一种的侮辱。
Here we see Jesus was tried by the Jewish leaders, first by Annas and then by Caiaphas, the Sanhedrin altogether.
耶稣呢, 在这地上就被这些, 犹太人审判, 起初呢, 是亚拿, 然后盖亚法, 然后还有就是犹太议会。
They couldn't level a single charge against Jesus. All the charges that they brought against Jesus were false charges, false witnesses.
所有的控告都是虚假的, 而且呢, 他们的证人也是伪证, 做伪证的证人。
The Bible says in Matthew chapter 26, 59 to 63, now the chief priests and the elders and the council sought false witness against Jesus.
祭司长和全公会寻找假见证来控告耶稣要治死他,
to put him to death, but found none.
可是呢, 却没找到任何的证据。
Yea, though many false witnesses came, yet they found none. At last came two false witnesses.
他们找了很多的证人，但是都不能找到要控告他的证据。最后呢，他们找到了两个人。
Because according to the Jewish law, there have to be at least two or three witnesses if it has to be validated.
因为呢，根据犹太人的律法呢，如果是要控告一个人，需要至少有两个见证人。
There were many individuals telling many things about Christ, but they needed at least two people to agree on one point.
很多人呢都来控告，举出一些例子来控告耶稣，可是他们需要有两个人能够同时说出同样的东西。
Finally, there were two people who were saying nearly the same thing, and they said, "Wow, we got a witness. We got two witnesses."
有两个人，他们就来提供同样的一件事，然后他们说，终于我们找到了这个见证人。
And the scripture continues, and they said, this fellow said, I am able to destroy the temple and to build it in 3 days.
他们说，这个人曾说，我能拆毁上帝的殿，3日内又建造起来。
Was this true?
这是真的吗？
Did Jesus say that?
耶稣曾经这么说吗？
Jesus said, you destroy the temple and in 3 days I will build it up. But here they are saying, this fellow said, I am able to destroy the temple.
耶稣呢，他曾经说过，如果你拆毁这殿，我3日内又能够重建起来。可是他们却把他的话扭曲了。
And the high priest arose and said, answerest thou nothing?
然后大祭司就站起来对耶稣说，你什么事都不回答吗？
What is it which these witness against thee? But Jesus held his peace.
这些人做见证告你的是什么呢? 耶稣却不愿意。
Jesus did not protest to any of these false witnesses at all.
耶稣从来不为这所有的假控告来辩护。
It was only once that Jesus spoke at the Jewish trial.
在犹太人的审判会当中呢, 耶稣只说过一次话。
The highest person in the country, the high priest asked him a question that was personal.
当时呢，这全国最高的一位就是大祭司盖亚法，他问了耶稣一个很个人的问题。
It was about Jesus' identity, and the high priest asked him this question under oath.
他所问的是有关于耶稣的身份，而且呢，他发问的时候是只做上帝启示而问的。
Christ finally broke his silence when this question was addressed.
耶稣就打破了沉默。
Matthew 26:63 onwards, and the high priest answered and said unto him, I adjure thee by the living God that thou tellest whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God.
这位大祭司就对他说，我指着永生的上帝，叫你启示告诉我们，你是上帝的儿子，基督不是。
I adjure thee by the living God, he said.
他说我指着上帝的。
He was so blind that he couldn't see the living God standing in front of him.
他是那么的瞎了，他根本没看见这个永生的上帝就站在他的面前。
He said, I'm asking you, tell us now whether you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
他说呢，你告诉我们，你是不是基督，就是那永生上帝的儿子。
Jesus saith unto him, Thou hast said.
耶稣就回答说，你说的是。
Absolutely right, Caiaphas, I am what you just said.
开亚法，你说的对极了，我就是你所说的那一位。
Christ not only gave him the answer, but Christ continued to proceed. He said, Nevertheless, I say unto you, hereafter shall he see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven.
然而我告诉你们，后来你们要看见人子坐在那全能者的右边，驾坐天上的云降临。
Then the high priest rent his clothes and said, He hath spoken blasphemy.
大祭司就撕开衣服说，他说了奸妄的话。
What further need have we of witnesses?
我们何必还要用证人呢？
Behold, now you have heard his blasphemy.
这奸妄的话你们现在都听见了。
What think ye? They all answered and said, He is guilty of death.
你们的意见如何呢？他们回答说，他是该死的。
Christ not only gave him the answer, but Christ promised to give him an evidence to the answer shortly.
耶稣呢，不只是给了他一个回答，而且呢，他还应许他说，他必然会给他证据。
Christ said, You want to know whether I'm the Son of the living God? Yes.
耶稣说，你想知道我是不是永生上帝的儿子吗？是，我是。
2000 years later, I will give you the proof when I come the second time sitting at the right hand of glory.
他说，2000年后我会给你这个证据，当我驾着云从天上降临的时候。
O Caiaphas and everyone here, I am going to give you a special resurrection. You're going to get up and see me, the one you're going to pierce.
该亚法和你这周围的人呀，我要让你们能够有一次特别的复活，你要亲眼看见我从天上来。
And they said, blasphemy, blasphemy, he's guilty of death.
他们说这是奸妄的话，他是该死的。
In the Roman trial,
在罗马人的审判，
after hearing all the false accusations against Jesus,
这个比拉多他听了所有对耶稣的控告，
Pilate,conducted his own investigation and he found out that Jesus was completely innocent.
这个比拉多他听过了所有的人他们的证词之后呢，他的结论是耶稣其实是无辜的。
And this is what Pilate said 3 times, I find in him no fault at all.
这就是比拉多所说的，他三次说，他对他们说，我查不出他有什么罪来。
Can you imagine this?The Jewish people, his own people, the religious people were so blind they couldn't see, but here is a Gentile, he can see, and he says, I see no fault at all.
你可以想象吗？这些犹太人，这些犹太的长官们，他们确实看不见这个外邦人，身为一个外邦人，他却看见了耶稣其实是无辜的。
Even here, Jesus maintained absolute silence when all the chaos was going on.
当这一切的混乱在进行着的时候，耶稣还是保持了沉默。
The Bible says in Mark chapter 15, verses 3 and 4, and Pilate asked him, saying, Answerest thou nothing?
在马可福音这边说到说，他们告你这么许多的事，你什么都不回答吗？
Behold, how many things they witness against thee.
你看他们见证了这么多的控告。
But Jesus yet answered nothing.
耶稣仍旧不回答。
So that Pilate marveled, the Bible says.
圣经告诉我们，以致比拉多惊奇。
You know, Pilate has seen many criminals.
比拉多他见过很多的罪犯。
For him, life means nothing, and that too, a life of a Jew. They were the enemies of Rome.
对他来说呢，一个人命不算什么，尤其是这么一个犹太人的人命。
Pilate was looking at everybody, and everybody's face bore guilt, but there was one man that looked innocent. He had the signature of heaven, and they all said he is the criminal.
That.比拉多看着在场的这些人，每个人的面上都带着那种的罪疚，可是站在他面前的这个人却是纯洁的。
Jesus said nothing and Pilate was amazed.
可是他们却控告他是有罪的，耶稣仍旧不回答，所以比拉多非常的惊奇。
But when it came to his personal identity, Jesus broke his silence even at the Roman trial.
可是当人们问到他的个人的身份的时候，在这个罗马人的审判厅里面，耶稣也不再保持沉默。
People in the crowd started yelling and saying, "Hey, Pilate, do you know that he's saying that he's a king?"
那些群众呢就喊着说，比拉多，你可知道吗？他自称是个王。
And Pilate looked at Jesus, and he looked royal and regal and majestic.
当比拉多看着耶稣的时候，他觉得这个这么尊贵的一个面相的人，的确像个君王。
And Pilate decided to ask.A personal question.
比拉多呢就决定要问一个他个人的问题。
Pilate therefore said unto him, "Art thou a king then?"
比拉多就这么说，你是王吗
？Jesus answered, "Thou sayest, I am a king."
耶稣回答说，你说我是王。
To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice.
我为此而生，也为此来到世间，特为给真理做见证。凡属真理的人，就听我的话。
Yes, Pilate, I am a king.
对，比拉多，我的确是个王。
My kingdom is not of this world. I am a king.I am the king of the heavenly kingdom.
我的国度却不属于这个世界，我的国度呢是在天国。
He looked like a king. He looked like God. He was God and king in human flesh.
他看起来像个王，他是上帝，而且呢，他就是上帝以肉身来到了人间。
Pilate was very much disturbed. He wanted to release Jesus because he realized this was a divine being standing in front of him.
比拉多心里非常的惊讶，他很慌张，他想要把这个人放了，因为他发现到站在他面前的这个人是天上来的。
At the Jewish trial, Jesus suffered physically, even though all of those witnesses were false witnesses.
虽然在耶稣呢，控告耶稣的人，他们所做的都是伪证，可是在犹太人的审判里面呢，耶稣却受到了残酷的对待。
The Bible says, and they spit in his face and beat him with their fists, and some slapped him.
马太福音告诉我们，他们就吐唾沫在他脸上，用拳头打他，也有用手掌打他的。
In the Oriental custom,
在东方的这个文化当中
，to spit on someone's face was the biggest insult you could give that person.
你如果在一个人对着一个人的面孔吐唾沫的话呢，那是最大的侮辱。
And here they are spitting on the face of God Almighty. That is terrible.
可是你
spit on the face of God?
你可以想象吗？他们竟然把唾沫唾到上帝的面孔上。
And they were strong men. They hit him with their fists and slap him. They pull his beard.
这些强壮的人呢，用拳头击打耶稣，让他血流。
They blindfold him and they hit him, you know, with the reed very hard on his head.
他们把他蒙上了面孔了，然后就鞭打他。
Jesus keeps quiet.
耶稣却一路的保持沉默。
Even in the Roman trial, we see Pilate said, "I find in him no fault at all." Yet Pilate commands.For Jesus to be scourged.
在罗马人的审判厅中呢，比拉多虽然说他是无辜的，可是他还是允许他们残酷的对待他。
Then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him.
当下比拉多将耶稣鞭打了。
Oh Pilate, why do you want to scourge someone whom you just declared innocent?
比拉多他为什么刚刚宣布这个人是无罪的，可是却要鞭打他呢
？And the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns.And put it on his head, and they put a purple robe, and said, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they smote him with his hands, with their hands.
兵丁用荆棘编着冠冕戴在他头上，给他穿上紫袍，又挨近他说，恭喜犹太人的王啊！他们就用手掌打他。
Jesus suffered physically, further physically at Calvary when they sent those long, rusty Roman nails into his tender hands and legs.
耶稣在骷髅地的时候，当他们把钉子钉在他的手和脚中的时候呢，他又在受更大的痛苦。
But the third trial of Jesus, that would be conducted by the most fair judge of the universe.
可是呢，这第三种的审判，耶稣所经受的，是由以全宇宙最公平的审判官所主持。
Was the most terrible or trying of all the trials.
却是这三种审判里面最严厉的。
It was not the physical suffering there at the third trial. It was the mental and spiritual anguish that Jesus was going through.
耶稣所经受的在第三次的审判当中呢，并不是在肉体上的痛苦，而是在心灵上痛苦。
The other two trials go into insignificance in comparison to the third trial of Jesus.
跟第三种的审判来比较的话，耶稣所经受的是更加的严厉，那头两次的身体上的痛苦都不算什么了。
The first trial, the Jewish trial, condemned him to death, but they couldn't put him to death because Rome was ruling the country.
第一次的审判，犹太人的审判呢，他们认为耶稣是该死的，可是他们却不能判死刑，因为当时罗马人掌权。
The second trial found him guiltless, and yet Pilate commanded him to be killed.
第二次的审判，虽然比拉多他发现耶稣是无罪的，可是他还是容许判他死刑。
But the third trial would be conducted by his own father, and would God the Father overturn the other two trials which were so unfair and release his son?
在第三次的审判当中呢，这天上的父他亲自做了审判官，你说他会推翻以上两次的判词吗？
When it was time in the divine clock,The Father descended on Mount Calvary along with his angels to conduct the third trial of Jesus.
当天上的终点到的时候，天上的上帝带着他的众天使就来到了骷髅地，来审判他的儿子耶稣。
The scripture directly does not spell out the third trial of Jesus, but it is there for all of us to see it.
虽然圣经没有清楚地告诉我们这是第三次的审判，可是我们能够在里面呢找出看出端倪来。
The scripture says there was darkness on the earth from the sixth hour to the ninth hour.
圣经告诉我们，从午正到伸出三个小时的时间，全地黑暗。
This was the time of divine interrogation.
这就是上天天庭开庭审判的时间。
And after the darkness departed at the ninth hour, Jesus makes a very interesting statement that sheds light on the third trial that was just conducted.
在伸出当这个黑暗被挪去了以后，耶稣他说了一句话，而这一句话呢，是非常有趣的。他告诉我们当时所进行的，而且是这个审判的结果。
The Bible says in Matthew, Mark chapter 15 and verse 34, And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice,
在伸出的时候，耶稣大声喊着说，
saying, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which is being interpreted, My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
以罗以，以罗以，拉玛撒巴哥大尼，翻出来的意思就是说，我的上帝，我的上帝，为什么你离弃我？
Jesus was silent at the first trial and at the second trial.
耶稣在第一次的审判和第二次的审判当中呢，都保持了沉默。
And Jesus was completely silent when the third trial was going on during the darkness part.
在那个全地黑暗的时刻，当第三次的审判进行着的时候，耶稣也是完全的保持沉默。
The seven statements of Jesus on Calvary while he was hanging there were made before the darkness or after the darkness, but never during the dark period of the 3 hours.
耶稣在十字架上所说的那几句话，都是在黑暗笼罩大地之前或者是之后所说出来的，而不是在之中。
But when the darkness was departed, when the trial was over, Jesus just makes one statement after he realized the conclusion of the trial.
当这个黑暗被挪开了以后，耶稣只说了一句话，而从这句话里面我们就知道了那一次审判的结果。
At the first and the second trial, Jesus told his accusers about his connection to his heavenly Father and the heavenly kingdom.
在第一次和第二次的审判当中，耶稣呢，他就告诉那些控告的人他跟天上天父的所有的关系。
When they asked him a very personal question, he answered and showed his connection.
当他们问他个人的问题的时候，他的身份的问题的时候，他回答他们，并且呢，告诉他们，给他们证据。
But at the third trial, the Father does not ask him any question. He's completely severed off and he's cut off of all ties.
可是在这第三次的审判当中，上帝就并没有问他任何的问题，他完完全全的被隔离。
There was nothing for Jesus to hold on. He was left all alone. The Bible says he trod the winepress all alone.
在当时呢，他是完全的孤独，没有人跟他在一起，就好像圣经所说的，我独自揣酒渣。
For the most important trial of all, heaven descends on earth to conduct the judgment of one man.
在这最重要的审判当中，整个天庭呢，他们降到地上来，来举行这一次为了一个人的审判。
And when God the Father and the angels came down, the Bible says, and there was darkness all over the land from the sixth hour to the ninth hour.
当天父上帝和他的天使们来到地上的时候，圣经告诉我们在从午镇到深处遍地都黑暗了。
And Luke adds, there was darkness all over the earth, he says.
他说整个地上都黑暗。
God turned off the light of the sun for 3 hours so that he can come down.
上帝呢把太阳光呢暂时关掉了3个小时，好让他能够到地上来。
Why did God bring about the darkness for the 3 hours?
为什么上帝要使遍地充满黑暗3个小时呢？
Because if God came down and people saw His glory, all of them would be dead.
如果上帝他降到地上来，人们看见他的荣耀的话，都要被击毙了。
So God was hiding in the darkness and conducting that judgment.
因此上帝呢，他就躲在黑暗当中来进行这一次的审判。
The psalmist wrote,In Psalm 18 and verse 11,
诗篇呢，诗人就这么说。
He made darkness his secret place.
诗篇18:11，他以黑暗为藏身之处。
His pavilion round about him with dark waters and thick clouds of the skies.
以水的黑暗、天空的厚云为他四围的行宫。
Darkness was God's secret place.
黑暗是上帝藏身之处。
Ellen White writes about the darkness and she tells us the details of what was happening in the darkness.
怀伦先知呢，他就评论到这一次遍地的黑暗。
In that thick darkness, God's presence was hidden.
上帝的圣源藏在深层的黑暗中。
He makes darkness his pavilion and conceals his glory from human eyes.
他以黑暗为藏身之处，使人的眼睛看不见他的荣耀。
God and His holy angels were beside the cross.
上帝和他的圣天使都在十字架旁。
The Father was with His Son.
有圣父与他的圣子同在。
Yet His presence was not revealed.
然而他的圣源并未显露。
Had His glory flashed forth from the cloud, every human beholder would have been destroyed.
倘若他的荣耀从黑暗中显耀出来的话，凡看见的都被毁灭。
On another mount,Not long ago,
在不久之前，另外的一座山上
，the same Jesus,
同样的一位耶稣
，was not covered with darkness, but he was covered with light.
他却不是被黑暗所掩盖，而是以光芒围绕。
On the Mount of Transfiguration, Matthew chapter 17 and verse 2.
这个变相的山上，就在马太福音17:2。
And he was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun.
就在他们面前变了形象，脸面明亮如日头。
On Mount Calvary, the sun was put off, the light of the sun was put off, but on the Mount of Transfiguration, his face was shining like the sun. It looks like the sun came down so close just behind Jesus.
在哥哥他山上呢，黑暗掩盖了他全地和他，可是呢，在变相的山上，好像太阳就临到了他，在他的后面。他说衣服洁白如光， 脸面明亮像日头。
And his raiment was white as light.
衣裳前洁白如光。
What a contrast is this Mount experience to Mount Calvary's experience?
这在变相山上的经验跟骷髅地的经验呢是何等的对比。
Here it looks like the sun came down at Mount Calvary. The sun was put off.
这里好像太阳呢，它就临到了地上。可是呢，在各个他山上呢，却好像是把太阳呢暂时关了。
Just like Mount Calvary, where the Father came down on Mount of Transfiguration, the Father came down as well.
就好像在各个他山上呢。天上的天父下来了，地上，而在变相的山上呢，他也来了。
Matthew 15 and verse 5.
马太福音十七章第五节怎么说
？While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them.
说话之间，突然有一朵光明的云彩遮盖他们。
And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him."
且有声音从云彩里出来说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们要听他。
A voice from the cloud.
云彩里面有声音出来。
The voice of the Father who was in the cloud.
就是天父的声音，他躲在云彩里。
But here it was a bright cloud at Calvary. It was dark clouds all over. The Father was there.
在这里呢是个明亮的云彩，可是在骷髅地呢却是黑暗的云彩，天父他躲在里面了。
At Mount Calvary, at Mount of Transfiguration, the Father came down with Moses and Elijah.
在变相的山上，天父呢跟摩西和以利亚一同下来。
And Moses and Elijah were talking to Jesus at Mount of Transfiguration.
摩西和以利亚呢在变相山上与耶稣交谈。
At Mount Calvary, the Father came down with the holy angels, and the Father is not talking, the holy angels are not talking to Jesus. All are maintaining absolute silence.
在各个他的山上呢，天父和他的天使也下来了，可是他们都不和耶稣交谈一句话。
And at every judgment, record books are opened.
在每一个审判当中呢，记录簿都要打开。
From 1844, we know the heavenly judgment has begun and the books are open, the Bible says in Daniel chapter 7.
在丹尼里书第七章那边告诉我们，从1844年开始呢，天上的审判就开庭了，然后记录簿都被打开。
Now this is judgment time for Jesus.
可是这个时刻却是对耶稣的审判。
And that's why the heavenly court descended on earth at Calvary to conduct the judgment of one man, the Son of Man.
因此整个天庭呢，他们就降到地上来，在地上为了这一个人耶稣开庭。
And as in every judgment, books are open, the books of Jesus are open as well to conduct judgment.
就好像每一次的审判呢，人类的记录呢都要被打开，在这里耶稣一生的记录都被敞开。
Angels are watching all the process.
天使们都在观看整个过程。
And one mighty angel turns the pages of Jesus' books.
当天使们翻着耶稣的生平的记录。
From Bethlehem, from where he was born, the pages are turned.
从伯利恒就是他出生的地方，那一页一页的翻过去。
All the pages are white and clean and spotless. They turn and turn and turn.
每一页都是纯洁、洁白、清洁的，完全都是干净的。
No sin in thought, word, or actions. They just keep turning.
他们不断的翻，不断的翻，没有一句有罪的话，没有一个有罪的思想。
But all of a sudden, there is a lot of sins recorded from Gethsemane onwards.
可是呢，从克西马尼恩开始，突然间所有的页面都充满了罪。
It is written against Jesus' name, adultery, fornication.
就在耶稣的名下写作的呢，犯奸淫。
Covetousness, murder, Sabbath breaking.
谋杀呀，贪心呀，各种各样的罪。
Idolatry, drunkenness, witchcraft, variance.
拜偶像、行巫术，还有其他的。
Every sin that you could ever imagine is recorded on Jesus' books from Calvary onwards.
你能够想象的所有在世上的罪呢，都记录在耶稣的簿子上。
And all those pages, they're running miles after miles.
这种的页面呢，一可以几公里、几英里、几英里的这么
Your sins and my sins were put on Jesus' books.
你的罪和我的罪都记录在耶稣的账上了。
Because he said, I will stand for them.
他说我为他们的站立。
He is the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. It was put on his record.
因为他是上帝的羔羊，他要除去世人的罪，所以这所有的罪都归到了他的账上。
The Father and the angels for 3 hours go through the whole thing.
三个小时的时间，天父和他的天使们就翻动这些记录。
And finally, the judge of the universe has to give his decision.
最后，这宇宙的审判官必须要下判。
The verdict is out from the Father.
这个判词是从天父来的。
In the presence of the holy angels and the beholding universe.
所有的圣天使面前和全宇宙的面前
Isaiah heard the verdict and he penned it down for you and me.
以赛亚先知呢，他听见了这个判词，因此他记录了下来。
Isaiah 53 and verse 10.
以赛亚书53章第十节。
It pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief.
耶和华却定义或耶和华却喜悦将他压伤，使他受痛苦。
And then it says in verse 4, smitten of God and afflicted.
以赛亚书53章第四节，他说被上帝，耶稣被上帝击打苦待了。
Smitten means struck and hit.
就是击打。
The Father declares, He is guilty of death. He must die, and He must die the second death.
上帝的判词是他是有罪的，而且他的罪必致死，要承受第二次的死。
All the sins of humanity, your sin and mine and everybody's sins, billions of people from Adam's time till the last sinner who would live, were all put on that one man, and he has to taste death for every man.
全人类的罪，从亚当到最后一个人，你和我的罪都临到了他的身上，而他必须要为我们尝死之味。
And the wages of sin is death.
因为罪的工价乃是死。
The holy God who hates to punish even the wicked, the Bible says,
这神圣的上帝，他甚至痛恨要惩罚恶人。
Thus saith the Lord, as I live, I have no pleasure even in the death of the wicked.
在圣经告诉我们说，你对他们说，主耶和华说，我只做我的永生启示，我断不喜悦恶人死亡。
In the book of Jeremiah, we read when God sent down judgment on the wicked, he would weep.
在耶利米书那边告诉我们，他说当上帝惩罚恶人的时候，他要哭泣。
Jeremiah 13:17 My soul shall weep in secret places and mine eyes shall run sore.
耶利米书说，我必因你们的骄傲在暗地哭泣，我眼必痛苦流泪。
If God weeps for the wicked and he would cry for the wicked when he punishes them,How much more you think the Father was weeping and crying for the most obedient son of his?
如果上帝会为了那些不顺从他的恶人的死亡而哭泣的话，那么为了他所心爱的儿子他的死，那他要何等的伤心哭泣。
In secret places, beloved, God is weeping sorely when he sees his children suffer, and when he punishes them, he still weeps.
当上帝看见他的孩子们受苦，当他惩罚他们的时候，上帝在暗地里哭泣流泪。
He makes darkness his secret places. The Bible says God was there in secret places. You know why? He was weeping.
圣经告诉我们，上帝使黑暗遮盖大地，他在那暗处里。你知道为什么呢？因为他在哭泣。
The Father turned the lights off of the Son for many reasons because He didn't want people to see His glory and die, no doubt.
上帝呢，天父上帝，他使到这个太阳呢被掩盖，为什么呢？有许多的原因，其中一个，他不愿意人们看见他。
Another reason why the Father turned off His light, the lights of the Son, because He wanted a secret place to weep.
为什么上帝使到全地黑暗？因为他需要这个暗地里哭泣。
For 3 hours, from the sixth hour to the ninth hour, the Father was weeping and weeping and weeping for His Son who was suffering the other side.
那三个时辰当中呢，耶稣呢在上帝在为耶稣而哭泣。
There was a fountain of blood at Calvary, but there was a fountain of tears beside the cross.
在骷髅地呢有流血之泉，可是在那个地方也有流泪之泉。
God was totally silent for 3 hours because He was weeping for 3 hours. Sometimes when you cry so bitterly, you don't even have time or you can't even speak when you're crying so bitterly.
当你哭泣的时候，甚至你要说不出话来，上帝在黑暗里哭泣。
And all the more it broke the father's heart because he can't even speak one word to his son.
而这个天父，这位天父，他的心都碎了，因为他甚至不能够跟他的儿子说一句话。
He can't even come out of that thick darkness and show his face, his crying face to his son. No, he has to hide.
他甚至不能够从暗黑暗里出来显露他的脸。
The son should think that he is all alone, no beloved, but the father was just beside the cross. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, but the son did not know his presence there.
虽然天父他就在十字架旁，可是因为他把自己掩盖起来了，所以上帝的圣子甚至不知道他的父亲就在旁边，可是他是何等的孤独。
From the darkness, the father now and again he's looking at his son.And weeping and weeping. The angels also looking from the darkness and weeping because that's the prince, the commander of the universe, hanging as a criminal.
天父在黑暗里哭泣，圣天使们看着的景象也哭泣，因为这是他们的君王，他们在天上的元帅。
Finally, the angels could not take it anymore, and they decided to close their faces. They said, "Father, we can't see it, Father."
天使们实在承受不住了，他们用翅膀把他们的脸面掩盖起来，说我们再看不下去了。
Desire of ages with amazement, angels witness the Savior's despairing agony.
在历代约望78章那里说到，众天使目睹救主绝望的悲痛，不胜惊异。天上的全军掩面回首。
The host of heaven veil their faces from the fearful sight.
不忍再看这一幕可怕的景象。
Not only.Was the Father silent for the 3 hours? Even Jesus maintained total silence for the 3 hours.
不只是天父上帝，他沉默了三个小时，他的儿子也完全的保持沉默。
When the verdict was pronounced at the end of the 3 hours, Jesus realizing the verdict that he has to die, Jesus burst out crying.
当这三小时最后的时辰过了，当这个判词下了以后，当耶稣晓得他所要面对的一切的时候，他就呼喊说
And at the ninth hour Jesus cried with a loud voice saying Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani
耶稣呼喊说以罗以以罗以拉玛撒巴哥大尼
My God, my GodWhy hast thou forsaken me?
他说：“我的上帝啊，我的上帝，为什么你离弃我？”
As he sees the darkness being lifted up, and the Father and the angels going, not speaking a single word, Jesus with a loud voice cries out, hoping the Father who is traveling back to glory can listen. Eloi, Eloi.
当他看见那个黑暗被挪去的时候，耶稣呢发现到他已经是必须要面对死亡，他的呼喊是多么希望能够叫回他的天父。
At the Jewish trial, he was condemned with false witnesses.
在犹太人的审判里面，他被用假证来控告。
At the Roman trial, he was condemned when there was no fault at all found in him.
在罗马人的审判当中，虽然他是无罪的，但是他还是被判了死刑。
And at the third trial, chaired by his own beloved father,
他所爱他的天父所
in the presence of his companions of holy angels,
所主持的审判呢，还有众天使的围绕
he's condemned as well, that too, condemned to die the second death.
他被判第二次的死。
Christ could not even see beyond the portals of the tomb. He thought forever he has to say goodbye, goodbye.
耶稣甚至不能够看透坟墓的另外一边，可能他觉得就是在永恒当中呢，就是不再见了。
Deeply hurt with the loads of sin and with the very thought of the rejection of his father, his heart is splitting open.
他承受了这么大的痛苦，尤其是跟他天父分离的痛苦，他的心都碎了。
At this point, he needed somebody, and that most important person whom Jesus said, "My Father never leaves me," is God.
耶稣那时候所需要的就是天父，是他的天父，因为他说他从来都不与天父分离。
He broke his silence at the Jewish trial when they asked him about his connection to heaven.
在犹太人的审判当中，他们问他与天上的联系的时候，他打破沉默，说他与天上。
He broke his silence at the Roman trial when the judge asked him about his connection to heaven.
在罗马人的审判当中，他也打破了沉默，来承认他与天上的联系。
And Jesus broke his silence even at the third trial, but there was no question asked.Here the Father turns his back to Jesus, and Jesus has no connection to show. The Father is saying, "I don't know you."
可是在第三次审判当中呢，没有任何的问题被问出来。天父只是把他的脸转离了耶稣，然后耶稣他忽然发现到他与天上的联系被割断了。
My God, my God.Why have you forsaken me?
他说我的上帝我的上帝你为什么离弃我了呢
I should tell everybody about you that we are connected. You have left me.
我跟每一个人都说你和我的联系可是如今你却离开我了吗
But in the heavenly trial,
可是在这天庭的审判当中
the Father is so silent, that silence was so eloquent,That Jesus got it all.
天父上帝是那么的沉默，而这沉默呢，所要表达的是那么多的话语。耶稣他承受了一切。
He felt disowned by his own father, and he was even unable to address him the way he normally does.
他甚至不能够好像平常那样的称呼他的父亲。
From his quivering lips.Jesus can't even address him as Abba as he normally does.
在他颤抖的嘴唇里面说出来，甚至不能够称呼他平常对天父的称呼阿巴父。
He cries, "My God, my God."
他的呼喊是我的上帝，我的上帝。
He felt the connection was all over. He can't even call him Abba.
他发现到他们的联系已经被斩断了，他甚至不能够称呼他为我的父。
When Judas, one of the twelve, betrayed Jesus,
当犹大他出卖耶稣
，it hurt Jesus a lot, but Jesus still addressed him as friend.
这伤了透了耶稣的心，可是耶稣还是称他为我的朋友。
When Peter, one of the inner circles of Jesus,Denied Jesus three times under oath, saying, "I don't know him." It broke Jesus' heart.
当彼得在众人的面前否认耶稣三次的时候，耶稣也是伤心透了。
But Jesus did not rebuke Peter. He just tenderly looked at him with agape love, and that broke the heart of Peter, and he wept.
可是呢？耶稣却没有责备彼得，他只是以充满爱的眼光看着彼得，而这爱的眼光呢，使到彼得他心碎了。
But what hurt Jesus most was not Judas' betrayal or Peter's denial.
令耶稣最伤透心的却不是犹大的出卖，或者是彼得的否认。
It was not his own nation's condemning him to die or the Roman court condemning him to die.
并不是他自己的国土、自己的百姓来判他死刑，也不是罗马人判他的死刑。
When his own beloved father turned against him, that broke Jesus' heart and he couldn't live any longer.
而是他所最爱的天父上帝，他掩面不看他的时候， 这使到耶稣就心碎了，最伤痛的时刻， 他活不下去了。
He could only cry, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?"
他只能够呼喊说， 我的上帝啊, 我的上帝啊, 为什么你离弃了我？
Those words would have broken the Father's heart as well.
我相信呢，这样的一句话也同样使天父的心也碎了。
The Father couldn't be near the cross when his son was dying.
当他的儿子死的时候，你说天父是不是在场呢？
It would be too much even for the Father, and that's why he left the scene and went.
他实在不能够继续留在那里，所以他离去了。Jesus,
the Son of God, was forsaken so that you and I could be accepted in the Beloved.
耶稣上帝的儿子他被离弃，好让你和我能够被接受为上帝的儿女。
The Father had to make a choice.
天父上帝必须要做出一个选择。
To forsake humanity or to forsake His Son.
就是要离弃人类，或者是离弃他的儿子。
It was a very hard decision, but he made the decision thinking of you and me.
那是多么困难的一个选择，可是当他做这选择的时候，他心里所想的是你和我。
And finally, the darkness is over, and Jesus revives a bit.
当这个黑暗过去了以后，
and with all his energy, like a roaring lion, he trumpeted, "It is finished!"
当这黑暗的一切过去了以后，耶稣呢，他收回了他的力气，以他所有胜利的呼喊，
And when he said, "It is finished," there was an earthquake because it was so loud.
当他说成了，好像一头吼叫的狮子，当时就发生了地震。
So powerful, as if the God of creation is speaking again. It is finished.
就好像全地所有受造之物一同的呼喊。
And the angels of glory and the beholding universe heard the power, the thunder of Jesus' voice. It is finished. They took up their harps, they wiped their tears.
当全天灵的天君他们听见了这一声的呼喊，成了。 他们都抬起头来，抹去了眼泪。
Gabriel was ready with a new song.
加百列呢，他已经谱了新的歌。
They at once took their harps.
他们拿出来他们的琴。
And they sang a new song.
他们要唱一首新歌。
With one pitch higher than before.
甚至比以前的更高一音。
Worthy is the Lamb that would be slain.
被杀的羔羊是配得的。
To receive glory, honor, power, riches, might.
荣耀、尊荣和一切的能力、权柄。
They kept singing higher and higher.
他们不断的一级一级更高的去歌唱。
It is finished.
成了。
The morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy.
天上的晨星一同歌唱，上帝的儿子们一同的呼喊。
The night of weeping is over.
哭泣的夜晚已经过去。
Daybreak has begun for the human race and for the universe.
这个计划，救赎的计划已经开始了，为人类。
He was condemned for us so that we don't have to be condemned forever.
上帝的儿子为我们受惩罚，好让我们永远不必再承受这个惩罚。
By what Jesus has done on Calvary, He has earned the right to be our advocate with the Father.
因为耶稣他在哥罗地所做的一切，他就能够站在天父和我们中间做我们的中保。
He was judged and condemned to die, but now Jesus assists the Father in judgment.
虽然他被判了死刑，可是现在他就站在天父的旁边为我们做中保。
Jesus said, "The Father judgeth no man, but has committed all judgment unto the Son."
耶稣说，天父并不审判任何人，而是把这审判的权柄交给了他。
From 1844, judgment has been going on, and Jesus is the main person there in judgment.
从1844年开始，审判就开始了，而耶稣就是在场的审判官。
When your name comes there, when my name comes there,
当你的名和我的名来到那里，
Jesus looks at our records of sin.
耶稣呢翻开我们的所有的记录，
And he says, Father, all those who are transferred to my books, I paid the price.
他说天父啊，这一切的都已经算在我的账上了，我已经付还了。
This child of mine has accepted my sacrifice and has loved me and is following me.
这个上帝的儿女呢，他是跟从了我，他已经接受我为他所做的救赎。
My father, my blood which I shed for these children of mine.
他说我的父啊，我的父啊，我的血啊，我的血，我为这些儿女们所流的血。
I wish that they be with me.In the kingdom of glory.
我希望他们与我一同在荣耀的国度里。
And the Father says, "You are my beloved Son, I'm well pleased with you. Whatever you say, it is done."
天父就对他的儿子说：“你是我所喜悦的，你是我的爱子，你所说的一切照你说的成就吧。”
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
是什么洗去我们的罪呢？除了耶稣的血，没有其他。
Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ who justifieth.
那么有谁呢？能够审判我们呢？除了基督耶稣，他使我们得义。
Look at this promise in Romans chapter 8 and verse 1.
在罗马书第八章第一节，在这里说
：There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus.
如今呢，现在基督耶稣里的就不被定罪了。
Who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit.
就是不随从肉体，只随从圣灵的人身上。
Yes.
的确的。
The fellowship of his suffering at Calvary is beyond our imagination.
要晓得与他一同受苦在骷髅地，这一切呢，是其实超越我们的想象。
He went through it all so that we can have the fellowship of his glory.
他经受的这一切，就是好让我们能够与他一同享荣耀。
I want to thank God for what Jesus went through at Gethsemane and Calvary for you and me.
我要感谢上帝，耶稣他在骷髅地，在克西马尼园为我们所经过的这一切。
Don't you want to thank God for what Jesus has done for you?
你难道不愿意为耶稣为你所做的一切来感激他吗？
Shall we all stand up and show Jesus that we appreciate the fellowship of his suffering?
站立来，让我们感激主耶稣为我们所受的苦。
Is there anybody here who has not given their hearts to Jesus?
在座的，如果还有谁没有把他的心交给耶稣，
you can do it right now.
你现在就可以把你的心献给耶稣。
If you don't give your heart to Jesus, to whom will you give? The one who loved you and died for you?
你如果不把你的心送给献给这一个为你而死的耶稣，那你还要给谁呢？
Let us give our hearts to Jesus if you have not given.
如果你还没有把你的心献给耶稣的话，让你现在就献给他。
Let us make a decision to follow Jesus if we have not made one.
如果你还没有下定决心要跟随耶稣的话，现在就下定决心。
And if we have already given and already made a decision, let us not turn back because it is not worth turning back.
如果你已经把自己献给了耶稣，那么不要回头，因为那是不值得回头的。
Shall we pray?
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Father in heaven, I want to thank you for the fellowship of Jesus' suffering at Calvary.
亲爱的天父上帝，我们要感谢您耶稣为我们在骷髅地所受的苦。
Father, we realized that even you suffered equally.
我们了解到你也与他一同受苦。
Thank you for the fountain of blood and the fountain of tears beside the cross as well.
我们要感谢您在十字架上为我们流出的流血之泉和流泪之泉。
Lord, I want to pray for every head that is bowed down here. Take us, Lord, we are yours.
在这里我要为每一个在座的祷告，求你就领取我们吧，因为我们是属于你的。
And save us in your eternal kingdom.
把我们拯救进入你永恒的国度当中。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.